Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 1st, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Klarna scraps open banking service Klarna Cosma. Sweden-based AI-powered Buy Now, Pay Later provider Klarna has announced the decision to scrap its financial technology platform Klarna Cosma. Rapid acquires PayU GPO. Fintech company Rapid has acquired PayU GPO in order to accelerate its expansion across emerging markets in Central and Eastern Europe, as well as Latin America. AFS partners with CRIF for open banking use cases. Fintech enabler Arab Financial Services, AFS, has partnered with CRIF, a credit bureau, business information systems, outsourcing, and data processing services company. Konotaksia launches Accept Payments. Poland-based fintech Konotaksia has announced the launch of its new Accept Payment solution, designed to make everyday settlements easier and more secure. Weave integrates mobile tap to pay in its payments suite. US-based all-in-one customer experience platform Weave has expanded its payments offering with the addition of mobile tap to pay. Nexi acquires 30% stake in Computop. Europe-based Paytech Nexi Group has announced the acquisition of a 30% stake in Germany-based payment service provider Computop, with retroactive effect from 1 January 2023. Vaca Trip partners with Nuvei, increasing conversion rates by 20%. Vaca Trip, a China-based travel platform, has teamed up with Nuvei, a global payment services provider, to enhance card payment acceptance from its international customer base. Bambucorn chooses Shufti Pro's identity verification for online transactions. Crowdfunding platform Bambucorn has integrated Shufti Pro's AI-powered KYC and AML solutions to safeguard investments for its clients. Identfi partners with Umazi. Fraud management service provider Identfi has announced its partnership with UK-based Umazi in order to automate enterprise identity verification processes. Binance Japan begins onboarding customers. Binance Japan, a subsidiary of Binance, has launched a new platform in the East Asian country and started to onboard new customers. Legible partners with DigiShares. US-based crypto tax and accounting platform Legible has partnered with DigiShares to facilitate the tax, accounting, and reporting of digital assets. Rapid to acquire PayU GPO for $610 million. Israeli unicorn Rapid has won a bidding war to acquire European payments firm PayU GPO for $610 million. Nexi acquires 30% stake in Computop. Italian Paytech Nexi has acquired a 30% stake in German payments processor Computop for an undisclosed sum. HSBC to invest $35 million in Tradeshift joint venture. HSBC has invested $35 million in supply chain finance outfit Tradeshift as part of plans to create a new joint venture company focused on the development of embedded financial services. Weave debuts mobile tap to pay. Weave, NYSE. Weave, a leading all-in-one customer experience platform for small and medium-sized businesses, announced an expansion of their payments platform with the addition of mobile tap to pay. PayPoint adds payer name verification service. Digital payments expert, PayPoint, has launched confirmation of payer or payer name verification service to its suite of open banking solutions. Xylo debuts global transfer agency services. Xylo, the UK-based fintech company, announces the go-live of its SaaS technology platform for global transfer agency services. SEC says Hex crypto founder defrauded investors and bought $4 million diamond. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged entrepreneur Richard Hart with conducting unregistered offerings of crypto asset securities that raised more than $1 billion and of defrauding investors of $12 million to buy, among other things, a 555-carat black diamond. Securities Commission Malaysia issues technology risk management guidelines. The Securities Commission Malaysia, SC, today issued the Guidelines on Technology Risk Management, which aims to promote robust and sound technology risk management practices among capital market entities. TNS launches cloud server management product. Transaction Network Services, TNS, today extended the build-out of its TNS Cloud platform with the introduction of TNS Cloud Server Management, delivering full-suite trading infrastructure and support to buy and sell side institutions and their vendors. Nomura's Laser Digital receives approval in Dubai. Laser Digital Middle East FZE, Nomura's Dubai-based digital asset subsidiary, announces today that it has received operating license approval from Dubai's Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, VARA, completing the final stage in VARA's licensing process. FCA points consumer duty at bank savings rates. The first action under the UK Financial Conduct Authority's new consumer duty rules arrives with the publication of a 14-point action plan to boost cash savings interest rates. Tide helps more SMEs simplify accounting with a product upgrade. Tide, a UK-based digital business financial platform, has launched its improved Tide accounting tool to help more SMEs meet their accounting needs directly from their bank account. Bluevine integrates accounts payable in its small business banking platform. US-based Bluevine has launched its new accounts payable, AP, offering to facilitate business payments management from within the Bluevine business checking account. The Papers launches the Embedded Finance and Banking as a Service Report 2023. The Papers proudly announces the release of its inaugural edition of the Embedded Finance and Banking as a Service, BOSS, report. Jack Henry to modernize Machias Savings Bank's tech. Machias Savings Bank has partnered with Jack Henry to modernize its tech, boost efficiency, and elevate customer service. Skipify partners with Amex to improve checkout experiences. US-based fintech company Skipify has partnered with Amex to improve the checkout experiences of users as well as merchant approval rates. Binance receives operational license in Dubai. Binance has won an operational license in Dubai after meeting pre-conditions set since receiving a preparatory license in September 2022. Melio enters B2B BNPL arena. Melio, a leading B2B payments platform for small businesses, today announced the launch of Pay Over Time, the first product that enables small businesses to pay vendors and business bills in monthly installments, while their suppliers get paid in full and on time. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.